Lisa Marie Presley, the solitary heiress of the incomparable king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, tragically drew her final breath in January at the tender age of 54. The harbinger of her untimely departure was a consequence of complications arising from a bariatric surgical procedure she had undergone years before. This grim revelation came to light on Thursday when the Los Angeles coroner's office released her post-mortem report, which stated that an intestinal obstruction triggered by the development of scar tissue was the principal cause of her death. Bariatric surgery, a radical resort employed by those who find conventional methods of weight loss such as dieting and strenuous physical exercise to be ineffective, involves either the partial removal of the stomach or the installation of a gastric band. Even though the potential risks associated with this invasive procedure are widely recognized, the medico-legal experts, in this case, have categorized Lisa Marie Presley's cause of death as natural. The autopsy further highlighted the presence of a therapeutic, and thus non-life-threatening, level of an opioid known as oxycodone in her bloodstream. Detectable traces of an additional analgesic and an antidepressant medication were also found, although these were considered to have played no part in her unexpected demise. Notably, the renowned star had been engaged in a long-term battle against addiction to opioids and painkillers. On the fateful day of January 12, Lisa Marie Presley's lifeless form was discovered at her residence by her former spouse, Danny Keough. Living on the same lavish estate, nestled in the plush suburb of Calabasas in Los Angeles, Mr. Keough took the desperate measure of attempting cardiopulmonary resuscitation, hoping to revive her until the arrival of emergency medical services. This poignant scenario was brought to light by TMZ, the celebrated American outlet known for its comprehensive coverage of celebrity news. Her premature passing unavoidably echoes the lamentable death of her father, the larger-than-life figure, Elvis Presley, with whom she shared an exceptionally close bond. This was a bond so profound that it moved Elvis to christen his private jet, Lou Lisa Marie, in her honor. She was only 9 years old when the king himself was wrested from life, with toxicology reports at the time revealing disturbingly high levels of prescription medications in his system. Despite stepping into her father's illustrious musical footsteps with the release of 3 albums over the course of her career, Lisa Marie Presley was unable to ascend to the lofty heights of fame and success achieved by her father, an icon who stands as one of the most influential and celebrated artists in the annals of music history. Throughout her life, Lisa Marie Presley devoted herself to the preservation of Elvis's extraordinary legacy, vigilantly maintaining control over Graceland. This stately manor, a testament to her father's life in Memphis, Tennessee, has since been transformed into a place of pilgrimage for ardent devotees of the king. The untimely passing of Lisa Marie Presley signifies a heartrending loss to the international music fraternity and her widespread array of fans, whose lives were touched by her presence and her music.